the University of Rhode Island, is currently involved in a project that is drawing national attention and is on the cutting edge of planning future uses of the ocean. It is the Ocean Special Area Management Plan, or Ocean SAMP, which is employing research by the top scientists in the country at the University of Rhode Island to identify priority uses, such as commercial fisheries and marine transportation, as well as possible wind energy projects for these waters. It is first and foremost an ecosystem-based approach to planning that will identify the best possible use of Rhode Island's nearshore ocean waters while protecting those areas of special value and importance. The Ocean SAMP report is in the process of being written and includes chapters dealing with a comprehensive list of focus areas. The first of these chapters focuses on recreation and tourism. Tiffany Smythe, co-author of the chapter with Michelle Armsby, answers some questions about how issues surrounding recreation and tourism are being evaluated and incorporated into the report. Tiffany, how did you go about doing the research for this very comprehensive chapter?
We did a lot of our research by talking directly with and learning from many different stakeholders, people who use the offshore area for recreation and tourism and who have an incredible amount of firsthand knowledge about this area. These people included charter boat captains, marine trades experts, and tourism professionals. These same experts made up a technical advisory committee who reviewed the chapter to make sure it accurately reflected the full range of uses of the offshore environment. What's great about this is that now all of these experts' knowledge is written down in one place for the first time and is now a resource for all Rhode Islanders.
Because the Ocean SAMP project focuses on offshore waters and not on recreation and tourism onshore or in Narragansett Bay, tell us what kind of activities of that sort take place further out from the coast.
There is an incredible variety of recreation and tourism activities that take place offshore, many more than we realized when we began this chapter. These include sailboat racing, boating, fishing, dive charters, and a bunch of other charter boat activities. There are also many cruise ships that pass through Rhode Island's offshore waters. It may surprise some people to know that charter boat captains take people whale and bird watching offshore, and some charter boat captains take people pretty far offshore to go shark cage diving. That's when divers are lowered into the water in a cage in an area where they can view sharks up close.
Part of the recreation and tourism chapter includes a history of those activities in the Ocean SAMP area. What stood out to you as you did your research?
Rhode Island's offshore waters have a really long, rich history of recreational boating and sailboat racing. Newport has been an internationally known center of yacht racing since the late 19th century, and the waters just outside of Narragansett Bay are considered some of the best sailing waters in the nation. Many world-famous sailboat races involving teams from all over the world are held in these waters every year. Many people have heard of the America's Cup. This world-famous international yacht racing competition was held in these waters for over 50 years, from 1930 to 1983. Given that a U.S. team just won the 2010 America's Cup race, there's a fair chance that the next America's Cup race will be held here once again in 2013. At least many of us hope so. Block Island is also a very popular destination for boaters and sailors and regularly hosts large, high-profile races like Block Island Race Week.
Tourism is obviously a big industry in Rhode Island. Do the benefits extend out to ocean waters?
Absolutely. Tourism is Rhode Island's fourth largest industry, and ocean-based recreation and tourism is a significant part of the state's tourism economy. Tourists may visit coastal communities like Block Island or Newport, but they visit those places largely because of the natural beauty and recreational opportunities associated with the state's offshore waters. In the case of cruise ships, tourists spend a major part of their vacation directly on the water. Rhode Island really is known as the Ocean State, and the offshore area is a major part of that marine image.
Block Island is located right in the heart of the Ocean SAMP area. How does the island benefit from recreation and tourism?
Block Island most definitely relies on and benefits from offshore recreation and tourism activities. Block Island tourists first get to the island by traveling offshore on a ferry or a cruise ship or maybe a private boat. Tourists are a major part of the island's economy, and they enjoy beaches, historic sites, wildlife viewing, and many other Block Island activities that effectively rely on the beauty and the access to the offshore environment. Block Island's tourism economy alone generated over $259 million during the summer 2007 season and supports over 2,000 jobs on the island.
One would think that recreational fishing is a big part of the draw to the area.
Yes, it definitely is. Recreational fishing is a very popular activity offshore and has a very significant economic impact on Rhode Island's economy. Recreational fishing is being covered in great depth in the fisheries chapter of the Ocean SAMP, and so you'll learn much more about recreational fishing through that chapter.
Finally, the ocean means more to many people than can be measured precisely or in dollars and cents. How does that play out?
Yes, this chapter really illustrates just how much the people of Rhode Island value the ocean waters for all reasons, not just its economic impact, but also its rich history and natural beauty and the many opportunities for fun and exercise and competition and relaxation they offer us. Our ocean waters really enhance our quality of life as Rhode Islanders and are one of the biggest reasons people visit the ocean state. And that is why this project is so important.
This podcast and other information about the Ocean SAMP project are available on the Ocean SAMP website at cgrant.gso.uri.edu/OceanSAMP. That's cgrant.gso.uri.edu/OceanSAMP. Future podcasts of other chapters will be added to the site as they are sent on to the CRMC for comments and preliminary approval.